In the Warren County Radio Bible School, we have been looking at Acts chapter 3 and the story of the crippled man that Peter healed at the beautiful gate of the temple. And there's a few more lessons to learn, because Peter took advantage of this occasion to preach the gospel to the people. In just a moment, I'm going to read Acts chapter 3, verses 12 through 16. Now, before I do so, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School, our meeting house, is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have a Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rockcliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school, and we're looking at this Sunday school lesson that was written by E.A. Elam for the Sunday schools of April the 12th, 1925. Now let me read to you from the American Standard Version, Acts chapter 3, verses 12 through 16. It says, I'll read verse 11. It says, as he held Peter and John, now that's the lame man, all the people ran together into the porch that is called Solomon's, greatly wondering. Now verse 12. And when Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, ye men of Israel, why marvel ye at this man? Or why fashion ye your eyes on us, as though by our own power or godliness we had made him to walk? The God of Abraham, and of Isaac, and of Jacob, the God of our fathers, hath glorified his servant Jesus, whom ye delivered up and denied before the face of Pilate, when he had determined to release him. But ye denied the holy and righteous one, and asked that a murderer be granted unto you, and killed the Prince of Life, whom God raised from the dead, whereof we are witnesses, and by faith in his name hath his name made this man strong, whom ye behold and know. Yea, the faith which is through him hath given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. Peter saw the amazement of the people, and they were unable to account for this miracle, and were ready to ascribe it to something superhuman in himself and John, rather than in the power of Jesus Christ. He at once directed their minds to the fact that it was through no power or holiness of their own that this man was made whole, but through faith in the name of Jesus. God bore witness with them, both by signs and wonders, and by manifold powers, and by gifts of the Holy Spirit according to his own will. Hebrews 2 and verse 4. This showed God's power was with the apostles, and great power gave the apostles their witness, or their testimony, of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Acts 4 and verse 33. These were all Jews, and believing in the God of our fathers and the Old Testament scriptures. Hence Peter appealed to them to prove the claims of Jesus to be God's Son. He showed not only what had healed the lame man, but that Jesus was the Holy and Just One, and the Prince of Life, who had suffered as God had foreshadowed by the mouth of all his prophets, verse 18, whom God raised from the dead, and of which fact he had made the apostles witnesses. These Jews denied Jesus, the author of life, he who came to earth to bring life, and put him to death, while they desired to release Barabbas, a murderer. He was one who destroyed life. They released the one that destroyed life and killed the one that brought life. They delivered up Jesus and denied him in the presence of Pilate when Pilate had determined to release him. God had now raised him from the dead And through faith which the apostles had in his name, the lame man had been healed. All this power was ascribed to Jesus as its source, and came through faith in him. Peter did not hesitate to show the great enormity of their sin, but he encouraged them to hope for forgiveness, in that they did it in ignorance, as did their rulers. It is interesting and most helpful to study the trial of Peter and John given in the next chapter, and note their faith and courage in their determination and declaration to obey God rather than man, that is, the rulers, when the law of the rulers required disobedience to God. Now that ends that Sunday school lesson. And I turned my little page in my little Sunday school book, and I come to the Sunday school lesson that E.A. Elam wrote for the Sunday schools of April the 19th, 1925, called Life in the Early Church. I wonder what it would be like to have lived in those days and to have been a part of the Church of Christ shortly after the days of Pentecost. Well, it was very joyful, but it was also very hazardous, and there were much persecutions to endure. And these disciples were so glad to be able to be witnesses for Christ that they gloried and took joy even in their persecutions. Let me read this to you, and we'll might have to continue this in the next class, but I want to begin reading Acts chapter 4 and verse 1, and this reading goes on to Acts chapter 5 and verse 11. Now remember, we're studying life in the early church. And it says in Acts chapter 4, and as they, now that's Peter and John, as they spake unto the people, the priest and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them, being sore troubled because they taught the people and proclaimed Jesus the resurrection from the dead. And they laid hands on them and put them in ward unto the morrow, for it was now eventide. But many of them that heard the word believed, and the number of men came to be about 5,000. And it came to pass on the morrow that their rulers and elders and scribes were gathered together in Jerusalem, and Annas the high priest was there, and Caiaphas, and John, and Alexander, and as many as were of the kindred of the high priest. And when they had set them in the midst, they inquired, by what power or in what name have you done this? Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said unto them, ye rulers of the people and elders, if we this day are examined concerning a good deed done to an impotent man, by what means this man is made whole, be it known unto you all and all the people of Israel, that in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even in him doth this man stand before you whole. He is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which was made the head of the corner. And in none other is there salvation, for neither is there any other name under heaven that is given among men wherein we must be saved. Now when they beheld the boldness of Peter and John, and had perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled, and took knowledge of them, that they had been with Jesus. And seeing the man that was healed standing with them, they could say nothing against it. But when they had commanded them to go outside out of the council, they confirmed among themselves, saying, what shall we do to these men? For that indeed a notable miracle hath been wrought through them is manifest to all that dwell in Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it, but that it spread no further among the people. Let us threaten them, that they speak henceforth to no man in this name. And they called them, and charged them not to speak at all, nor teach in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered and said unto them, whether it is right in the sight of God to hearken unto you, rather than God, judge ye. For we cannot but speak the things which we saw and heard. And they, when they had further threatened them, let them go, finding nothing how they might punish them because of the people. For all men glorify God for that which was done. For the man was more than 40 years old on whom this miracle of healing was wrought. Acts chapter 4 and verse 23. And being let go, they came to their own company and reported all that the chief priest and the elders had said unto them. And they, when they heard it, lifted up their voice to God with one accord and said, O Lord, thou that didst make the heaven and the earth and the sea and all that in them is, who by thy Holy Spirit, by the mouth of our father David, thy servant, didst say, why did the Gentiles rage and the people imagine vain things? The kings of the earth set themselves in array, and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his anointed. For of a truth, in this city, against thy holy servant Jesus, whom thou didst anoint, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, with the Gentiles and the peoples of Israel, were gathered together to do whatsoever thy hand and thy counsel foreordained to come to pass. And now, Lord, look upon their threatenings, and grant unto thy servants to speak thy word with all boldness, while thou stretchest forth thy hands to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done through the name of thy holy servant Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken wherein they were gathered together, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spake the word of God with boldness. And the multitude of them that believed were of one heart, and not one of them said that all of the things which he possessed was his own, but they had all things common. And with great power gave the apostles their witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. For neither was there among them any that lacked. For as many as were possessors of lands or houses sold them, and brought the price of the things that were sold, and laid them at the apostles' feet, and distribution was made unto each according as every one had need. Acts 4:36. And Joseph, who by the apostles was surnamed Barnabas, which, being interpreted, son of exhortation, a Levite, a man of Cyprus by race, having a field, sold it, and brought the money, and laid it at the apostles' feet. Acts chapter 5. But a certain man named Ananias, with Sapphira, his wife, sold a possession and kept back part of the price, his wife also being privy to it, and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. But Peter said, Ananias, why hath Satan filled thine heart to lie to the Holy Spirit and to keep back part of the price of the land? While it remained, did it not remain thine own? And after it was sold, was it not in thy power? How is it thou hast conceived this thing in thy heart? Thou hast not lied unto men, but unto God. And Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and gave up the ghost, and great fear came upon all that heard it. And the young men arose and wrapped him round and carried him out and buried him. And about the space of 3 hours after, when his wife, not knowing what was done, came in, and Peter answered unto her, tell me whether you sold the land for so much. She said, yea, for so much. But Peter said to her, how is it that ye have agreed together to try the Spirit of the Lord? Behold, the feet of them that have buried thy husband are at the door, and they shall carry thee out. And she fell down immediately at his feet, and gave up the ghost. And the young men came in and found her dead. And they carried her out, and buried her by her husband. And great fear came upon the whole church, and upon all that heard these things. Well, that is going to be the text we're going to study in the next few classes of the Warren County Radio Bible School. The golden text is the multitude of them that believe were of one heart and one soul.